Officer Jack McLam program, and here we have Jewish Dr. Henry McCall from Canada. He's a fantastic person that loves God and loves freedom, folks, and he writes about it all the time. And this is his new report, just came out May 31st, yesterday. And I read it this morning and just thrilled with it. But that's basically what happens when I read Dr. Henry McCall's material. I'm thrilled. He's a historian, he's a researcher, and he puts out the truth. It says here, as Hitler's boss, Hitler's boss was Captain Karl Mayer, a Jew. Well, if he was a communist, I don't know that he was, but he would be then a Gentile calling himself a Jew. In other words, a Khazar Jew that would revert back to a Gentile if he accepted atheist communism. And I don't know that much about Karl Mayer. But anyway, he was in control of Hitler. It says here, as Hitler's boss in the instruction department of the school, the Weihar in Munich, the school that Hitler went to, Captain Mayer had daily contact with Hitler for 15 months, from March 1919 to June 1920. Hitler, Corporal Hitler, by the way, he was in the military, was charged with taking care of the propaganda functions and infiltrating labor groups. That's what Hitler was trained to do. But this Captain Mayer called him a stray dog that was just to be used by them, okay? And Captain Mayer, portrayed Hitler as a tired stray dog looking for a master, a mere factotum, first of General Ludendorff and then of Goring, and they considered Hitler disposable after fulfilling his purposes. He tried to enter the postal service, that's Hitler, and as a mail carrier. His services were refused because he was unable to pass the intelligence test. His school education in the Austrian village would have been quite sufficient, but his mental capacity suffered after he was gassed in the First World War. While I believe Captain Mayer, who opposed Hitler later, was killed at Buchenwald, wrote the essay, it may be black propaganda, folks, according to Dr. Henry McCall. Published a month before the U.S. entered the war, it may have been designed to create division between Hitler and his designated successor, Goring, and to anger Hitler by belittling him. The editor of Current History was Spencer Bordney. His real name was Leonard Brodsky, who was a longtime communist. Current History was published quarterly by the New York Times Company, the organ of the central banking cartel, the New York Times still is today. Nevertheless, although black propaganda spins the truth, its effectiveness depends on including a considerable amount of fact among the lies. Much of what Captain Mayer says is consistent with other sources. I will provide a summary of his most credible revelations and then briefly consider the implications. Hitler, a misfit, becomes man on the horse. Captain Mayer says that in 1919, Hitler was one of the many thousands of ex-soldiers who walked the streets looking for work. At this time, Hitler was all ready to throw in his lot with anyone who would show him kindness. He would have worked for a Jewish or French employer just as readily as for an Aryan. He was totally unconcerned about German people and their destiny. We'll be right back, folks.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net?
So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from internetgrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Glam program, and if you'd like to call in this hour, it is open phones this hour, but I want to finish up what I'm talking about here before I take your calls. But you can call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, okay? I'll get back to this. Was Hitler just a pawn? By our Jewish brother, Dr. Henry McCall, a great patriot up there in Canada. He says, Hitler talked and walked in his sleep and made himself generally a nuisance to everyone. He had no friends and was shy and self-conscious because of his deformity, which made him unlike other men. In my opinion, this infliction made Hitler a lone wolf and outsider. I'm thinking of Hillary Clinton right now, very much like Hitler. Hitler apparently had only one testicle. Funny, Captain Mayer doesn't mention this detail if he is trying to discredit Hitler. Hitler was considerably chafed by his comrades. According to Captain Mayer, General Erich Ludendorff, the hero of World War I, met weekly with a courtier of industrialists at the Hotel Four Seasons in Munich and plotted vengeance for Germany's war loss. The challenge was to mobilize the dispirited German worker to fight again. Ludendorff decided they needed a Joan of Arc figure, a common person who heard God's voice, allegedly, to lead them into battle. Even roamed the Bavarian Alps looking for a red-headed peasant girl who could be sold as the divine messenger. Ludendorff and his friends were like Hollywood scouts looking for talent. At the same time, Hitler was involved in an army experiment. He was given money to hold meetings of the German Workers' Party in taverns and buy everyone beer, sausages, and pretzels. After some rousing songs, when everybody felt happy and grateful, Hitler would jump on a chair or a table and start with "Fellow workers, Germany awake." In such a genial atmosphere, it was a pleasure for workers to awake and manly applaud everything because they had free food and beer. Captain Mayer writes, "The experiment with Hitler was considerably highly successful by his sponsors, and Hitler got the job of Joan d'Arc." The program was carefully concocted to fit with the wishful thinking of the majority. The leaders knew a minority must suffer, and so the German Jews were made the chief scapegoats because their destruction would gain millions of votes for the Nazis. Small shopkeepers hated Jews because they owned the chain stores. Farmers wished their destruction because they were indebted to Jewish bankers. Even intellectuals were jealous because Jews had lucrative positions in the arts and sciences and professions. The communists always had to be destroyed, but that was because they took their orders from Russia and would never vote for an imperial Germany. The Nazi salesmen offered everything and anything to make the people war-minded. Therefore, their sales talk was, "Germany is a have-not country. Other nations have all the wealth. Germany must fight them successfully and so be entitled to that wealth." Thus, the Nazis catered always to the desires of the majority. No one cared what happened to Germany as long as the results was the restoration of the good old days. Hitler was looked upon as a good salesman for the Nazi ideology. He would be paid off when he was no longer needed, in other words, killed. Hitler the figurehead. Captain Mayer maintains that Hitler never was a real leader of Nazis. As a leader, Hitler was probably the greatest hoax ever played on the world. His reports always had to be rewritten because he was so stupid, basically. His intellect was not higher than that of an eighth-grade child. Hitler has never been capable of making a decision on his own. He certainly never wrote a line in Mein Kampf, which was attributed to him. But, of course, he was proud to sign his name as author of that book. Before every important speech, Hitler was sometimes for days closeted with Hess, who in some unknown way got Hitler into that fanatic state in which he came forth to respond and to address the public. Just before Hitler had appointments to receive statesmen or foreign correspondents, he was minutely coached as to what to say and what not to say. Sometimes when unexpected questions were put to him, he just walked away or started his senseless political ranting. Ludendorff soon lost control of Hitler to Ernst Röhm and Hermann Göring, who engaged in a bitter war for Nazi supremacy that lasted a decade. Finally, Göring won the battle in a blood purge in June 1934. By this time, Captain Mayer had become associated with Röhm. And that's a person, that's not a place, folks. R-O-E-H-M. We assume this is the basis of his information. And here's that information. The way was now clear for Göring, and he lost no time. Conscription, occupation of the Rhineland, a total rearmament, intervention into Spain, invasion into Austria, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and other countries followed. Germany has many faucets. I don't know what that means. Germany has many fausts, F-A-U-S-T-S, but they're metaphysical. you. I can't say it, folks. I'm an old Virginia boy. But anyway, Goring was who was able, through crafty propagandists like Goebbels, to sell Hitler to the entire world as a patriotic Superman. Goring alone engineered the burning of the Reichstag and had a feeble-minded boy executed for it. He killed a young boy for burning the Reichstag. It was he that arranged Hitler to get false material to convince him that Rome intended to kill him unless he killed Rome first. Goring's fawning over on Hitler was sheer hypocrisy designed to mislead public opinion. The prevalent view of historians is that Goring was an ineffectual leader who preferred to go hunting and collect or steal art than run the Luftwaffe. Supposedly, he lived in fear of Hitler. Conclusion. Captain Myers' view is in stark contrast with the conventional view of Hitler. Either Captain Meyer is lying, or the majority of historians, modern historians, are engaged in building Hitler up to seem as a credible leader and a personification of evil. And that's exactly what they've done with him, folks. To believe that Hitler was stage managed by the Illuminati, i.e. Masons, organized around the Rothschild desire for world tyranny and world control to protect the monopoly on credit. I believe someone like Lionel Rothschild was referring to Hitler, the Hitler figure, when he wrote in the Protocols of Zion. He said, "The secret masonry is setting up our own, to all appearance, opposition in which at least one of its organs will present what looks like a very antipolis to us. Our real opponents at heart will accept this simulated opposition as their own and will show us their cards." That's what Lionel Rothschild wrote in the Protocols of Zion. Now, Jean Buxness has shown that the Rothschilds belong to the heretical Jewish sect, the Sabbateans, who believe that as king of the Jews, the Rothschilds were destined to rule the world. In the Protocols, Lionel Rothschild talks about his world control by virtue of his credit monopoly. He says that when he comes into his kingdom, he'll make sure private individuals like himself no longer exercise this power. Okay, folks. He says also that if any state raises any objection to Rothschild domination, it is only pro forma that our discretion, and by our discretion, that their anti-Semitism is indispensable to us for the management of our lesser brethren. So they coined the word anti-Semitism, even though they were not Semites at all. These were the Ashkenazi Khazar Gentiles that called themselves Jews. The Rothschilds, one of those folks, so they're not even Semites. But they love to throw around the word anti-Semite to put you down. My current hypothesis, says Dr. Henry McCall, is that there is a direct line between Hitler and the Rothschild agenda. Through a long line of cutouts, agents, some of these cutouts were useful idiots, like Eric Ludendorff, who retired from politics when he realized Rothschild Bank of England was financing Hitler. Isn't it funny, folks, that the people calling themselves Jews, the Khazar Jews, put Hitler in power and allegedly had him kill 6 million Jews to get the land of Palestine, and that's exactly what they did. I'll be back and finish up this information here from Dr. Henry McCall. We're just about finished. Be right back after these important messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McClam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McClam, here at our two police and military associations. And finish this up here from our dear Jewish brother, Dr. Henry McCall from Canada. He is, like I say, a historian and does extreme research, folks. And I've checked him out for years and found that very little of what he says is in error, really, truly. And I'm finishing up this article here on Hitler was a pawn of somebody. And he was. He truly was. Possibly, Max Warburg, says Dr. Henry McCall, chief of German Army Intelligence, member of the Rothschild-affiliated banking family, and Captain Mayer's real boss in 1919, was the Rothschild point man in the Hitler experiment. Max Warburg was. Through the secret masonry, the central bankers created both communism and Nazism. They truly did, folks. And thanks to World War II, advanced the destruction of Western Christian civilization, which is what the communists are all about. They're Satanists, really. And they want to destroy Christ and Christian communities and Christian people. And they're still doing that today, folks. The human race is fast becoming the Rothschild ant farm. Thanks to their control over the media all around the world, and especially in America, and education in America, through their agents, information and entertainment are mostly tools for social mind control and behavior modification. Obscure documents like Captain Mayer's I Was Hitler's Boss remind us that we are manipulated and betrayed in the most egregious way. related areas here to read, if you go to Dr. Henry McCall's website, is Hitler used Rothschild banker's typewriter, and did Illuminati bankers hire Hitler to start World War II? And the next one is, did Brofman run Hitler for the Illuminati? Brofman was a Jew. Thanks to John Hinckley for bringing Captain Mayer to my attention. John is the creator of a video, JFK2, The Bush Connection, available online. And if you go to Dr. Henry McCall's website, folks, you can see that. Let me see if I've still got it here. No. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I still have it here. Let's see. Here it is here. Go to www.henrymckow.com. Okay? www.henrymckow.com. And look up this very important article, Was Hitler Just a Pawn? And, folks, it all fits together with what other great politicians have said, like Winston Churchill, Benjamin Disraeli, Felix Frankfurter, Chief Justice of the United States. He said the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our president, actually said in a letter to Colonel E. Mandel House in 1933, he said, the real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government of the United States since the days of Andrew Jackson. Now, my namesake, Andrew Jackson, my middle name's Jackson, my mother really liked Andrew Jackson, was the last man to throw the international bankers out of this country, folks, the last man, the last president. Andrew Jackson, they tried to kill him, but they missed, they didn't kill him. But they killed four other presidents that stood against the international bankers because they let them in the country. And Andrew Jackson said, I'm going to rout you out, and he did that. So after Andrew Jackson left the presidency, then the international bankers took over in this country, okay? Barry Goldwater said, matter of fact, in his book With No Apologies, Barry Goldwater, U.S. Senator of Arizona, he stated about another globalist group, the Trilateral Commission, okay, which we don't hear much about today, but they're still very much in operation. He said the Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States, and they've done that. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and listen to this, folks, ecclesiastical, which they've done, which is the churches, bringing them together in this one world religion, okay? So, anyway, folks, the conspiracy's been going on a long time, but I just want to remind you, Dr. Henry McCall and many other great patriotic leaders are bringing us the truth all the time. And but don't forget of the ecclesiastical conspiracy, folks. I can tell you right now, after 28 years of studying this ecclesiastical conspiracy of bringing about the world religion, that the top leaders, folks, of the Baptists, the Lutheran, the Methodists, the Freemen, I mean all the top line, major top line national religions in this country are led by Antichrist leaders, folks. Yes, I'm sad to say my church, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Lutheran, and all of them, all the top level ones are leading us into this Antichrist world religion, not just the Catholic, like we talked about last week. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love for God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. Let Bible Prophecy explain. Send for free materials to The Bible Says Ministry, P.O. Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program here, and I want to go to some of our callers now. We've got a number of callers on the line. Let's go to Brother Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, welcome to the program.
Oh, good afternoon, Jack.
Hello.
I don't know if it's, is it afternoon out there yet? I guess it is afternoon out in Idaho, too, huh?
No, it's 11:30 here.
Okay, yeah, it's still morning. Hey,
yeah.
A couple of things. You know what? I have the new Schofield Reference Edition of the Bible,
uh-huh.
And I opened it up, and to Joshua chapter 21 and verses 43 through 45.
Yes.
And let me just say quickly, Jack, that I think you misspoke, which we all do from time to time, but I think you cited Hosea. You said Hosea instead of Joshua. So just so the people are clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you're right, it's Joshua. I'm sorry, brother. Thank you for correcting
But me. I knew, right away, I knew what you meant, because I know
yeah.
that Isaiah doesn't even have that many chapters. So.
Right, Joshua, you're right.
Yeah, so, not to nitpick, but just so the people are clear on it, Jack. But, I looked it up, Jack, to see if he had any misleading notes, because in this new Schofield Reference Edition, it's filled with notes, but... He doesn't have any notes regarding those three verses, but you know, the little caption on the top of above verses 43 through 45 does say God's promise fulfilled. But, you know, it's so clear, Jack, in those verses that Israel dwelt in complete safety. They had no enemies.
Yeah.
You know, they were at a complete rest and all that. And you know, you compare it to that Zionist state that was been established since 1948, and all we've heard about is them being threatened by all their enemies on at every point of the compass. They're threatened by their enemies and threatened by suicide bombers. And but you're right, Jack, and just, you know, because you believe the Bible and I do too, that those promises were all fulfilled actually in ancient times. And it's so ridiculous to apply that to this modern, you know, Zionist state.
It truly is, Brother Dave, think how idiotic it is to say that Jesus Christ was the final blood sacrifice. He gave his life, and we went into the new system in the New Testament, and he was the final blood sacrifice. Now, can you imagine that now the dispensationalists believe that God is going to allow the tribe of Judah, the Jews, to go back and to set up the temple and start blood sacrifices of animals again and throw out Jesus Christ? I mean, it's so idiotic, it's crazy. But somehow, when I was a kid and grew up as a dispensationalist, it was drummed into my head that that's what was going to happen. And now that I'm an adult and read the Bible myself, I see how idiotic that is, brother.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. It's kind of ironic, Jack, that you know, the Jewish high priest, of course, he screamed blasphemy at the very notion that that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God.
Right.
But my reaction to what you just said is I cry blasphemy. I say that this sacrificing animals again now in the temple, lambs and goats and sheep and all that, or the red heifer and all that crap, it's complete blasphemy.
It is, absolutely, a complete blasphemy, and it's a slap in the face to Jesus Christ's final sacrifice on the cross.
Yeah, and something that I might just mention too, Jack, from a previous show was... you know, not, and let me see if you can clarify your ideas on this, Jack.
Okay.
Not all the Jews over in Israel are descended from the Khazars. Yeah, there are Jews that really did have descended from the ancient sect of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
The Sephardic Jews are real Jews with real blood. Jewish blood in their veins, descended from the tribe of Judah, and they are ostracized, and as you probably know, brother, they're persecuted, and they have an apartheid system over there where they can't get good jobs. They're treated as second-class citizens, and we have this from our dear brother Jack Bernstein that went over there, and he made the mistake of marrying a Sephardic girl, and he was an Ashkenazi Jew. And man, he fell out of grace big time, and they persecuted him and his wife. And that's all in his book he wrote when he got back here, The Life of an American Jew in Marxist Racist Israel, or Racist Marxist Israel. And he explains that there are very good Ashkenazi Jews over there. They're not in power, but there's very good Sephardic Jews that are absolutely persecuted over there. So it's not what we've been told, that it's a democratic society, as we've been told over and over here in this country.
Yeah, you know, Michael Collins Piper, if I'm not misquoting him, I'm pretty sure he actually was kind of like a different point of view, Jack. That he seemed to indicate that, like, those Sephardic, or he calls them Oriental Jews, Sephardic Jews, but he claims that they're the most warmongering and the most radical. And he says,
no,
like, Netanyahu is...
That's not true at all, brother. That's not true. I've read Jewish books, and I have a lot of Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement that bring me material all the time. And if you read Steve Wahlberg's book, The End Time Delusions, Jewish Christian who became a Jew... Hollywood producer Steve Wahlberg's book, End Time Delusions, he explains a lot of this, and It's the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews that are the real radical warmongers over there. The Sephardic Jews are running for cover because they're so persecuted over there. So I don't know what Michael Collins Piper's thinking about, but you better do some more studying, you know?
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to see you. Now, and the last thing I'll say, and I'll get off and let somebody else, Jack, just very quickly, I was talking to Eustace Mullins. He was a guest on Rick Adams' show a week or so ago, a couple
no
of weeks
kidding.
Ago.
No kidding. Wow, that's fantastic. I thought something happened to Eustace.
Yeah, he's okay. He's in good health. He's 85 years old now. But when you were talking about like Hitler being a puppet and so on, he pointed out that the same bankers, the same banking families that financed Hitler, still dominate German finances today. And one of them that he mentioned was the Oppenheimers.
Uh-huh.
And then he mentioned another one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it applies to the Warburgs and the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
They weren't affected by the Nazi persecution whatsoever. They were financing it.
They were financing it. That's right. Yeah.
So, but I'll just leave people with this last thought that I've said a couple of times on the year, Jack, is, you know, we talk about all these distractions and everything, and, you know, the New Age movement has this big distraction about the coming of Lord Maitreya and
right.
everything. But
yeah.
I tell people that's a big distraction. Who to really take a good look at, and he's here now. He's not some delusion, is Lord Rothschild, not
that's
Lord
right.
Maitreya.
That's right.
Lord Rothschild.
Yeah, he wants to rule the world and is doing a pretty good job setting it up that way, too, brother.
Yeah, somebody was saying that the Balfour Declaration was actually made out to him personally, to Lord Rothschild.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Huh.
I heard that somewhere recently. Well, I think on the RBN talk shows.
I see.
That was on.
Interesting. Well, God called it right, brother. He said in Revelations 2:9, he says, I know the blasphemy of them that call themselves Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So several places in the Bible in Revelations, he speaks of Jews that would call themselves Jews and they're not. And that's, I believe, the Khazars over there right now, the communist Zionist Khazars that rule that area. And they're actually, once King Joseph in 7040 A.D. in Khazaria accepted Judaism, and then the wealthy broke away in about the 1700s and set up communist atheism. They couldn't be called Jews anymore because they were Gentiles, accepted Judaism, and then they left that religion, and so they would revert back to Gentiles, and that's who set up Israel in 1948. So they had no Sephardic blood, yes, but they had no Semite blood either, brother.
Right, yeah, I've read that. I've got Kessler's book there on the 13th
tribe,
Jack. Jack,
right.
one other thing. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Just an afterthought here now, but if you get the Barnes Review Historical Journal, have you read the memoirs of General Leon Degrelle? And he has a different point of view about it.
No, I have not. I don't get the Barnes Review.
Oh, yeah, yeah. General Degrelle has, still has, he's passed away now, but he had, affection and admiration for Hitler and Hitler personally, you know, but,
interesting. Yes,
the memoirs
of that from other people before, too, that Hitler was not the, satanic, murdering, person that they said he was, but I don't know. I wasn't there, so I just don't know. Well, listen, Dave, I got to go. I got more callers on the line.
Okay.
Very good call, Dave. We appreciate it, okay?
God bless you, Jack.
God bless you, too. Take care. All right, let's go to Blue in Texas. Blue, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Howdy, brother in Christ.
Hey, brother. Welcome.
I know you're a Virginia boy. I'm a Texas boy. I grew up, in the cotton fields here in Texas, and my family's been, working manual labor. I'm a, blue jeans kind of a guy. But I'm the family intellectual.
That's my family, too, brother. That's my family, too. Farmers and ranchers, and my granddad was a cowpoke in Nebraska.
That and a lot of oil field, roughnecks in my family.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've been taking notes. Every time I listen to your show, I fill up half a notebook, you know, copious notes, and then I wind up cross-referencing it with all kinds of other stuff.
Good.
Your favorite Jew, Mr. Macau, is, you know, up there, you know, in my highly appreciated authors as well.
Uh-huh.
I went to his Save the Mails website some time back and came across a book called The Pink Swastika.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
I've heard of that. I don't have a copy, but I've heard
you
of it.
You should get it, because it clearly shows how homosexuality is tied in with the Reich movement. And it's heavily documented. You know, the researchers, you know, did their due diligence, and it's all backed up with fact.
Yes.
And terms such as butch and femme, which are used today in the gay movement,
right,
have their origins in Germany.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and it's mind-blowing, the pink swastika. But that's not what I really wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was the occult connection and how Hitler very well could have been used as a possessed person.
Yeah.
When the U.S. Army went into his personal residence, they found on his bedside table a book called Isis Unveiled.
Yeah.
And this was written by a woman named Blavatsky.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, if anybody does their due diligence, they'll see that she was a psychic medium who was into clairvoyance
right.
and spiritualism.
Right on, yeah.
Well, she had a group that met at Oxford, and it had notable persons such as Cecil Rhodes and Lord Balfour, but also individuals named Westcott and Hort. And Westcott and Hort created the New Testament that has been used for all of the, you know, the New Age Bible versions that have popped up.
Oh, yeah.
The New King James and the NIV and all of these new Bibles don't translate from the traditional Greek text. They translate from this manuscript that Westcott and Hort used.
Uh-huh.
And talk about subtracting Christ from the New Testament.
Oh, yeah. That's right, brother.
Well, Blavatsky... she had an intermediary, and I don't have my notes here with me, that worked in Berlin that initiated Hitler.
Yeah.
But it's very clear, you know, the circle, the Thule Society and these groups were into occult practices and channeling spirits and stuff like that.
I believe Hitler was too, yes, from what I've read.
It's very easy for me to see him getting up on stage and becoming hyper-animated.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like a personality switch. He's Dr. Jekyll, and then on stage he's Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or vice versa.
Listen, Blue, we got to take off here. I got a couple more callers I got to get in
before
the top of the hour.
Thank you very much.
Hey, God bless you, brother, and thanks for your good research. Appreciate it very much.
You're quite welcome.
All right, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Good morning, Brother Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. On your warning about carjackers, I had another one I wanted to pass along to people.
Okay, good.
Especially our female patriots.
Uh-huh.
Around the busiest shopping days of the year, watch out for attractive young girls with perfume bottles outside of shopping mall stores, the entrances, and in the parking lots, asking you if you'd like to try a fragrance.
Wow.
The fragrance... it's chloroform.
Oh, buddy. Wow, my God.
Yeah, and they got a couple
great,
of...
Great criminal idea, man.
Isn't it?
Spray the chlorophyll on their face and then take everything they've got.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Wow.
And they usually have a couple male accomplices standing by.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, that she's the shill, she sprays the people, they go down like rocks, and then they end up getting robbed, or hopefully to God, nothing worse.
Yeah. Yes, my goodness gracious. Appreciate that, John.
Oh, that's okay.
That's really good. Yeah, watch out for girls with perfume bottles. And I'd say watch out for people you don't know in general.
Yeah.
You know, be careful with people standing around, doesn't seem to have anything really to do except spray perfume on people and other things. Be very careful. As a cop, I learned to be very careful and watchful of people just standing around, didn't seem to have anything going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
when I was a policeman and off duty and like walking through, you know, downtown Chicago, you'd be surprised how many blind guys I saw looking at tennis shoes that were on sale.
Yeah, I know, blind guys. That's right, brother. That's a good ploy.
One other little thing I wanted to mention, kind of a side thing, was that I got to get the artist permission who drew this cartoon. I'm definitely thinking about having it screened into a T-shirt.
Okay.
It's got an evangelist on one side, the Pope on the other. They're both holding a copy of a book that says NLV Bible, and in the center, it's got Satan with his arms around each one of them. The caption reads, "I hope you like our Bible."
Wow, that's powerful, man. That's powerful. NIV.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll dig through my photos and I'll email you that photograph.
Thank you so much, John. God bless you, Jack, brother.
God bless you.
Okay, we'll be back, folks, after these important messages with another John in Tennessee. And that's the list. That's it. We have John in Tennessee, and that's it for the day. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Quick here, we're going to go back to John in Tennessee. Brother John, go right ahead.
All right, Jack, I don't know how much time we got, hopefully a couple minutes.
A couple minutes there, yes we do.
Okay, well I was listening when you were talking about Hitler, and it's very interesting. I'm not familiar with the author of the book that you were reading. Hopefully it's well documented and footnoted.
Yeah, that's Dr. Henry McCall, who, this was his article at henrymccall.com.
And that's a recent article?
Look at it. Yes, it's an article he wrote yesterday, matter of fact.
Okay.
And I've found over the years, brother, that he well documents everything, and he's a great researcher. And when I follow up on his information, usually it's been very accurate.
Okay, well, what's interesting to note, Jack, is that some of the people that you were quoting, like, for instance, Churchill and Roosevelt,
yeah,
are all part of this plan for globalization and
that's
the one
right.
world government.
Yes, they were.
What's interesting, too, since they are also Freemasons, 33rd degree Freemasons, to take into consideration what Albert Pike wrote, and when he was teaching in Morals and Dogma, he wrote, and I'll just give you a one-sentence quote and then explain what it means. Hmm. What is superior is as that which is inferior, and that which is below is as that which is above. So basically what you read or what you hear come out of the words of these people that are involved in this conspiracy, you'll come closer to finding the truth if you reverse the meaning of their words, because they're doing their best to hide their true actions. And when it comes to Hitler and what he was doing in Germany, we've got to take into consideration, Jack, and very few people are aware of this. Back in the early 20s in America, there was a movement by the American Eugenics Society called the Fitter Families. And what they were doing was forcing sterilization on people that they deemed to be unfit or infirmed.
Uh-huh.
And if you doubt what I'm, if you doubt what I'm saying, anyone doubts what I'm saying, go to the web, do a search on Chief Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, and do a search on Buck versus Bell, which is Kerry Buck versus Dr. Bell, who wanted to forcibly sterilize her.
Uh-huh.
And Oliver Wendell Holmes said that it was better for all the world that three generations of imbeciles was enough. So basically, that was after World War One, but prior to World War Two, before Hitler came into power. Now, this was all going on in Cold Springs Harbor, New York.
Oh, yes. Very much
Dr. Donovan and Dr. Llewellyn were doing this genetic research.
Yeah.
And what we need to understand, Jack, is this. It's very clear that Hitler was a fan of Dr. Donovan and Llewellyn. Because of the Treaty of Versailles, he could not feed the Germans. And I'm no fan of Hitler, trust me.
Uh-huh.
But he could not feed the Germans because of the devaluation of the mark. So he wrote a letter to Dr. Donovan. He said, hey, basically, John's paraphrase, what's the best way to implement this eugenics stuff that you're talking about? Dr. Donovan told him that the best way would be extermination, but that the American people would never allow it. Well, Hitler had a dictatorship. He could do what he wanted. So he took it and ran. And the reason I believe that we became involved in World War II was not as much that we were upset what he was doing, but that he had jumped the gun on the plan of this New World Order, and he was getting the cart before the horse, and they wanted no part of letting Hitler be the one to take them where they wanted to go.
Yeah.
That's why we became involved in World War II.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, they phonied, they set up the bombing of Pearl Harbor, too.
Well, they did, and sometime in the future I'll give you a little more, but it's pretty deep.
Thank
it's
you, John.
Pretty deep.
God bless you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, folks, well, that was a quick 2 hours. Good to be with you this Sunday. I won't talk to you again for another week, but I hope you have a very good week. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I truly love you. God bless you. Good day.
Men, are you your